Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A staggering 24,700 maternal deaths in India in 2023, despite a 77% reduction in its maternal mortality rate since 1990, highlights the immense challenge the country still faces in ensuring safe motherhood. First, let's understand what maternal mortality refers to. It's the death of a woman during pregnancy, childbirth, or within 42 days of delivery, from causes related to or aggravated by the pregnancy or its management. The maternal mortality rate, or MMR, is defined as the number of maternal deaths per 1 lakh live births in a given period. Now, let's look at the global context and India's progress trajectory. India's MMR has seen significant improvement, especially between 2000 and 2015, thanks to initiatives like the Rapid Institutional Delivery Push, Asha Worker Deployment, and Janni Suraksha Yojana incentives, which led to dramatic reductions in maternal mortality. However, progress has slowed significantly post-2015, and this is what is known as the stalled progress problem. What makes this significant is that the sharpest improvement was seen between 2000 and 2015, but after that, the pace of reduction in maternal mortality rate has slowed down. But why does this matter? It matters because India still accounts for a large number of maternal deaths globally, and understanding the reasons behind this slowdown is crucial for addressing the issue effectively. Building on this, there are several reasons why progress has slowed. Firstly, the easy institutional gains have already been achieved, and the remaining deaths are concentrated in remote, poorly connected areas with weak health infrastructure, making it harder to reach these areas. Secondly, while institutional delivery rates have increased, the quality of care in these institutions has not improved uniformly, with many public facilities lacking skilled birth attendants, blood banks, and emergency obstetric care. Thirdly, the COVID-19 disruptions between 2020 and 2022 interrupted maternal health services, leading to delayed ANC checkups and reduced institutional deliveries in some areas. And fourthly, indirect causes of maternal deaths, such as pre-existing hypertension, anemia, diabetes, and obesity, are rising, requiring longitudinal management rather than just delivery time intervention. Crucially, it is worth pausing here to note that the primary causes of maternal deaths in India are hemorrhage, which accounts for about 26% of maternal deaths, hypertensive disorders, which account for about 14%, infections and sepsis, which account for about 11%, obstructed labor, which accounts for about 9%, and indirect causes, which account for about 28%. Now, let us turn to India's policy response to address these challenges. Several key programs have been initiated, including the Janni Suraksha Yojana, or JSY, launched in 2005, which provides a cash transfer to incentivize institutional delivery, with about 1 crore beneficiaries annually. The Pradhan Mantri Surakshit Matritva Abhiyan, or PMSMA, launched in 2016, provides free ANC checkups on the 9th of every month at government health facilities, covering all 3 trimesters. The Lakyuesha program, launched in 2017, aims to improve the quality of care in labor rooms and maternity operation theaters in district hospitals and medical colleges. The Poshan Abhiyan, or National Nutrition Mission, launched in 2018, targets reducing anemia among women of reproductive age by 3% per year. And the Surakshit Matritva Ashwasan, or SUMAN, launched in 2019, guarantees zero expenditure, dignified, and respectful maternity care at public facilities. And here is something that surprises many students. Despite these initiatives, regional disparities in India's MMR statistics mask severe internal disparities. The SDG challenge is that even if Kerala-level MMR is achieved nationally, the aggregate requires rapid improvement in the BIMRU states which account for a disproportionate share of births and maternal deaths. Moving on to what this means for India's strategic position, India is a signatory to the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, adopted at the UN General Assembly in September 2015, which includes a target to reduce the global MMR to below 70 per 1 lakh live births by 2030. At India's current rate of improvement, reaching this target would require accelerating the pace of improvement by 2 to 3 times. India's National Health Policy 2017 set an internal target of MMR 100 by 2020, which was not achieved, and the revised target is MMR 70 by 2030, aligned with the SDG. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The maternal mortality rate, or MMR, is defined as the number of maternal deaths per 1 lakh live births in a given period. India's MMR in 1990 was 508, and in 2023, it was 116, which is a 77% reduction. India accounted for approximately 24,700 of the 2.4 lakh global maternal deaths in 2023. The SDG 3.1 target is to reduce the global MMR to below 70 per 1 lakh live births by 2030. The Janni Suraksha Yojana, or JSY, provides a cash incentive of ₹1,400 for rural areas and ₹1,000 for urban areas for institutional delivery. The Pradhan Mantri Surakshit Matritva Abhiyan, or PMSMA, provides free ANC checkups on the 9th of every month. The Lakyusha program aims to improve the quality of care in labor rooms and maternity operation theatres. The Poshan Abhiyan targets reducing anemia among women of reproductive age by 3% per year. And the Surakshit Matritva Ashwasan, or Suman, guarantees zero expenditure, dignified, and respectful maternity care at public facilities. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember that India's MMR in 2023 was 116, and the SDG 3.1 target is to reduce the global MMR to below 70 by 2030. For mains, GS2, social justice health, this topic is relevant as maternal health is a human rights issue, and the role of ASHA workers, institutional delivery versus quality of care, and federal health governance are all important aspects to consider. In conclusion, India's challenge in reducing maternal mortality is complex and multifaceted, requiring sustained efforts to improve access to quality healthcare, especially in remote and disadvantaged areas, and to address the social determinants of health that contribute to maternal mortality.